This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, right? And I want you part of the solution, really. You know? And you only get that if you get involved in the conversation. Yeah, and you really do have to get involved in the conversation. And what I mean by that is that just don't spew the party line. Just don't spew the last tweet that came across your smartphone. All right? I mean, really that simple. Again, I am Joe Mazzini, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. That's never, never, never unappreciated, even though I don't always say so. All right? All right. I just got so much. There is so much out there. So much I want to get to. The recent poll showed that the most young Americans, most support hate speech exemption in First Amendment. Okay? But many of them say that hate, even though the hate speech is free speech, it shouldn't be allowed. What do you think of that? And then, who decides what hate speech is, right? That's always been the argument. Who decides what it is? I mean, even Tammy and I sometimes, there's certain terminologies, phrases, that she'll think is inappropriate, and I think they're fine. Can you imagine people trying to decide, who maybe don't like each other, what hate speech is and is not? A recent survey conducted by the Campaign for Free Speech asked 1,000-plus people about their attitude towards the First Amendment. Right? Most show that the majority of young adults believe that the First Amendment sometimes goes too far. They allow hate speech, and it should be updated. Now, almost 80% of young adults ages 18 to 34 understood the meaning of the First Amendment as written. Anyone to say that their opinion, no matter what, and they are protected by law from any consequence of saying those thoughts or opinions. Most support altering the amendment in one form or another. 7 out of 10 said that, you know, hate speech, certain kind of speech. Now, I don't know what that means. Somebody would have to lay that out for me, to me even to consider it. Now, I know some of you say, no, any speech, anyway, anyhow. Okay, fine. Should somebody be able to wear a sandwich sign on the corner of a street going, I don't know, kill all the Jews? Maybe somebody on the other side of the street wears a sign that says, kill homosexuals. I mean, where do you stop it? Is there a line? This is a conversation we've all had plenty of times, especially when it comes to social media networks, right? Social media outlets. I don't have an answer. I'm not telling you I do. I mean, I would go back and say to you, maybe we should start teaching our kids again, you know, about respect for one another, huh? What do you think? Maybe we should do that. Because seriously, when you see what's going on in college campuses, it appears through video and writing that anything that somebody on the left says, anything that they write or say is acceptable and fine and okay and never hate speech, even especially if they say it about President Trump. And anything the left says is fine. It's almost godly words when it comes out of their mouth. The right, not so much. Total hate. When asked whether the First Amendment should be updated to adjust for hate speech and reflect the cultural norms of today, a little over 50% of the people between the ages of 18 and 34 were in favor of an update. About 35% opposed. 8% said free speech, what's that? Or First Amendment, what's that? You know, and again, it goes back to who defines. Who defines what hate speech is? Are they words? Are they phrases? Do they have to be aimed at certain people? If I'm sitting here and I use a word, you know, Massachusetts. They just passed a law, and again, I'm not meaning this in a negative way, but the word, you know, bitch is a negative, hateful word. So you can't use it anymore. You'll be fined for using it. And so I joked and I said, so what happens, you know, isn't it also the term for a pregnant dog? I mean, I don't know why. I have no idea. Maybe one was stolen from the other. But seriously, when you think about where some of these words came from, how they came about, what do they mean? Right? Do you know the word, the negative word for crap? The one that begins with an SH? Really stood for, when it was on a box, ship high or stack high in transit. I know, it sounds stupid, but it's true. I have a word, I have a guy that's like, I think he knows the dictionary back and forth. Give me any word, he'll tell you what it means. But I mean, some of these phrases came out of the most ridiculous things, and some of them are really weird, and I'm not going to give them to you. But again, it boils down to hate speech. Who decides what hate speech is? Now, many feel that even though hate speech technically is free speech, there needs to be some kind of guidelines. Now, some said that the words like racist, neo-Nazi, radical Islamist, Holocaust deniers, anti-vaccine advocates, and climate change deniers should have their free speech restricted. And that's where all the bells and whistles go off. See, if they don't like or don't agree with what you're saying or what you think, they want you cut off. And that's bad. Joe Buscini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. FBI agents may have manipulated the Flynn file. Just like Clapper said, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saying saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Okay. I'm all excited. I'm hearing that Hillary Clinton might run again. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Yeah, she might run again. Wouldn't that be great? No, seriously. If she throws her hat in the ring, do we party and celebrate the victory the next day? How does that work? No, seriously. I mean, even people in her own party don't want her to run. If you go over college? Not college. Listen to me. Let me get over there. Where is it? Campus Reform. Go over to Campus Reform. They've got a video up where kids are begging her not to run. Democrats, right? The young Democrats, please don't. Please don't run. Stay home with your grandchildren and great-grand. Please don't run. We'll see if she listens to them. Matter of fact, many of the pundits many of the consultants that you see on Fox and other places go, please don't run. They don't want her to run. Ain't that hard. All right, so has anybody heard anything about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's escapades in Ukraine? Anybody? Right? It's kind of, it's pretty much gone away, right? Died down, gone away, whatever. You're not hearing much about it anymore, is what I'm trying to say. And part of that is because now even Democrats starting to jump on the bandwagon there over a couple of days. Even up to Wednesday, there were a couple of people saying, hey, look, this is a problem. This is an issue. You know, with his hands are much deeper than any of us thought that they were. So let's just stay away from it. Right? And that's, and again, because mainstream media touches any of this, they'll get, well, partially, they'll get pummeled. Right? You see what happens. They'll get pummeled over all of this. But it's what always happens. They see, they you know, they see what's going on out there. They see the news cycles, and then MSNBC, ABC, you know, all those guys, they just jump all over it and they pull you away. They pull you away. I think that what Trump did, like with the what partially what went on in Syria, some of the stuff he says and does, I think it is to draw attention away from other things. So that they don't dominate, they don't dominate the news cycle. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the freedom of speech on the other side of the break. So, again, young people, they believe in freedom of speech. They don't think all hate speech all hate speech should be classified as non-free speech. But man, when they start throwing up restrictions, or some of the restrictions that people they think should be restricted, and it's no longer, again, it is filtered speech at that point in time, and it's a real problem. Over 61% of the kids on college campuses think there should be some kind of limitation on speech, period. But they couldn't give an answer as to what. It really gets crazy. All right. You've seen her, I think you've seen her all over the news, unless you've been, like, out of your mind or just out of touch. Sidney Powell is an attorney for General Michael Flynn. She says she's got the proof, she's got the evidence, that FBI agents manipulated the Flynn file. You know, as Clapper allegedly urged a kill shot for Flynn. I mean, remember what I was telling you when this stuff was going down, and not necessarily with Flynn, but with all of them. It is very scary to have the world's most powerful law enforcement agency, the FBI, coming after you. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. And this is proof positive that even when you have money, when you have friends, you have influence, look at what they can do to you. An explosive new court filing from Michael Flynn's legal team, they allege that the FBI agent manipulated official records on Flynn's Security Advisory 2017 interview. That interview is what led him being charged with lying to investigators. So does that mean that this is what they do on a regular basis? They only do it to people they don't ideologically agree with? Who do they do it with? The Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, she filed a 37-page motion outlining several big allegations, once again requesting the government produce all evidence as it relates to Flynn. She's urging the court to dismiss the entire prosecution for outrageous government misconduct and hold the prosecutors in contempt. That's what's going to really make a change. If these judges start allowing the prosecutors who brought these cases forward to be held in contempt, that will be a game changer. The entire case stemmed from the FBI interview where Flynn was asked about his conversations with former Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Flynn ultimately pleaded guilty to making false statements regarding those conversations during his interview. Now, my understanding is They only need you to leave out one or two words. They only need you to make minor changes in the interview. But as legal team goes on the fence in the long-running, still unsolved court proceedings, I mean, this stuff is still going on. Powell alleged that the FBI officials manipulated Flynn's FBI 302 form. Now, it's a form used by agents to report or summarize interviews. But I will tell you that my understanding is that when they, remember when they went and interviewed Hillary? My understanding was that, I don't know if they didn't fill them in, they weren't allowed to fill them in, or there was one filled in by one agent and that was it. They're all supposed to fill them in. It's not clear who may have done the alleged editing, though ex-FBI agent Peter Strzok was involved. Gee, there's a shock. Those changes added an unequivocal statement that Flynn stated he did not in response to whether Mr. Flynn had asked Kislyak, you know, to vote in a certain manner or slow down the UN vote on sanctions. The bottom line with this is, look, you're at their mercy. He was at their mercy. And if we had a President Clinton, President Hillary, Strzok and Page would still have their jobs. They'd still be getting paid a salary. They'd probably get, you know, raises and promotions. Right? Brendan Clapper, Comey, they'd all have jobs, be happy campers. And this corruption would go on. And again, this is part of what's scaring the deep state, if that's what you want to call them. All this money that's changing hands, all this power that's changing hands, all these secrets that they all know on each other. I would love to see Strzok say, okay, I've had it. You keep me out of jail, and boy, do I have a story for you. Wouldn't that be great? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. We're just hitting a smorgasbord of stories, right? Just going through them pretty quick. Just talking about the FBI agents who manipulated the Flynn file. I wonder how many other files they manipulated. Right? Who else is it they play with? I think every one of those investigations should be looked at again. Now, Flynn did plead guilty to making false statements regarding those conversations during his interviews. I mean, part of that is to get a lesser sentence, so they go easier on you. Because they don't want to go through all the, you know, gyrations of proving every piece of evidence or what have you. So it's easier if they can get you to just to admit to it and plead it down. And again, when you think about it, the false statements that Hillary made, right? There's plenty that made false statements, and they're all walking around free. Why? Let's figure out whose friends they are. That's really the way to go. You got to find out who do they know, who were they friends with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't think I got this one the other night. If I did, you'll hear it again, so what? Los Angeles is halting a no-fault eviction. So from now on, if you're being evicted of no fault of your own, right? How do you get evicted? If you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, how do you get evicted when it's no fault of your own? Right? So they say when landlords raise rent and then people can't afford to be there, and then they get evicted because they can't pay the rent. And when you look at this, when you read the details, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It's pretty long. But when you read the details, I mean, they want to strap the hands of landlords in the Los Angeles area, the Los Angeles City area, to the point where you won't be able to throw anybody out unless they've gone like 6 months without paying their rent. And you better be taking care of everything. You better be making sure that maintenance is done and all of that. Los Angeles City Council unanimously adopted an emergency ordinance. What's that going to do? They've already got thousands and thousands of people in the street around City Hall. They have diseases coming back that haven't been around in, you know, decades. Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this month signed AB 1482, the Tenant Protection Act of 2019. Don't you love how they should call it, right? The Landlord Haters Act of 2019. Designed to prevent rent gouging and arbitrary evictions, the law, however, does not take effect until the beginning of the year, raising fears that landlords will evict tenants rapidly to increase rents in advance of the law being enacted. So Los Angeles City Council had to step in. They had to jump in and say, no, can't evict anybody, at least not until after the first, when this law takes effect. David Michelson is the city's chief assistant attorney. He said that the ordinance adopted by the council Tuesday provides a new level of eviction protections. Now, they can go into effect pretty much in the next few days. Mayor Eric Garcetti just has to approve them and sign them. Now, the ordinance established eviction protections for renters in non-rent stabilized housing built before 2005. It limits rent increases, and it pretty much stops all evictions no matter what until after the first. So, again, in California, commie forming, as they call it, you could buy a piece of property, because a lot of people buy property for income or to help with their retirement. So you buy a small apartment building, a lot of small apartment buildings around here, 6 units, 8 units, 4 units. And they buy it so they get this nice small income coming in, right? Good luck with that. Now you're not going to be able to, you're basically not going to be able to decide how much you want to charge for rent. The state's going to kind of dictate to you how much you can raise that rent. And here's the beauty behind this. Some people don't see this coming. The tax code in California is different than it is in many parts of the country. They have a real estate tax of 1.3% of the sale price of the home. So if you live in your home for 20 years, they can't raise the taxes on you, which they say is killing them. Because apparently they haven't wasted enough money. They need to waste some more of your tax money. Right? Give it some thought. They just raided. They begged us for tax money. They begged us for another tax to fix the roadways, to fix the bridges, and that kind of stuff. The people foolishly voted for it. And now the governor, by executive order, you know those things they hate that President Trump does? By executive order, the governor has taken that money, or $5 billion of it, and he's going to use it somewhere else. He's going to use it to scrub the air and take care of illegal aliens. I still haven't seen anybody scrub air. I don't know how you do that. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. So these guys decided, the LA City Council decided, they had to jump in and slap down on the landlords. Now look, some landlords may need this, but the mom and pop that have bought an apartment building, and maybe they have two small apartment buildings. It's the income they have coming in. You shouldn't have the right. And again, by putting rent control in, what does that do to them? Right? So if they take away that tax, or they take away the tax rate of 1.3% for these, and that's what they're working at doing. That's what the California legislator is working towards. What's going to end up happening is you're going to end up having to pay more taxes. And the first one, you know, is going to be a jump. You're going to end up paying more taxes for the apartment building. You're not going to be able to pass it on to the renters. You're going to have to eat it yourself. What do you think that's going to do? You think that's going to invite people in to buy apartment buildings? You think that's going to invite investors in? Councilman John Lee said that it's been his policy to not tell businesses, such as landlords, what they can and can't do. But he said times have changed and housing issues need to be addressed, just like the natural disaster to decrease the number of people ending up on the streets. We have to do more to help increase the housing stock. Right, so put it on people that have worked all their lives, maybe, or worked to save money to buy a small apartment building. Put it on them. That makes all the sense in the world. Right? Oh, but the ordinance doesn't apply to people living in nursing homes, nonprofit housing, dormitories, schools, or, you know, subsidized housing. Again, they are trying to regulate every aspect of your life. They're going to tell you how to spend your money, how much you can spend, where you can spend it, why. All right. I know, right? I mean, seriously. You've got the former acting ICE director was shut down at the University of Pennsylvania. A university. Again, here we go. The former ICE acting director, Tom Homan, basically was shouted off stage. Let's get clear. It's not that they're shouted off stage. It's not that they're... It gets to the point where it's useless doing this. And until the true free speech people step up and get these people out of there, not let them in, shout in their faces, do whatever, it's not going to stop. He was supposed to speak at the University of Pennsylvania. Before he could utter a word, though, the protesters jumped into action, right? Campus Reform picked up this one. Students inside and outside the venue start chanting, "No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here." You see what they're doing? And you're letting them do this? They're not immigrants. They're illegal immigrants. They're here illegally. Actually, technically, the law calls them illegal aliens. That's a legal term. You go on to say, abolish ICE, blank the police, and go home, homing. One protester held a sign that said, "I prefer my ICE crushed." Is that a threat? Now, here's the other thing. Really, seriously. I mean, think about it. Maybe we should create a community, create an area, and let them go there. And they don't have to have ICE. They can bring in illegals. Right? They don't have to have police. Let's see them live in peace and love and harmony with each other. Show me to your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. Looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Be part of the process. Be part of, as I like to say, be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. We've got enough people out there that can easily be part of the problem, easily fall into that category. But it's about time, seriously, honestly. It is about time that we start pushing back and fighting back with reality, with truth. Don't give them an out. Right? Do not give them, when the left says something that's just flat out blatantly wrong, you know, in plain simple English, nail them on it. Do not let them get away with it. Hey, speaking of one of our most beloved party members. This will make some of you throw up, right? Sorry, Mitt, but the GOP voters want party to be more like Trump than you. I mean, some of you now shuddering, and I mean shivering, shuddering at the fact that you had, you may have had, you could have had a Romney-Ryan presidency, right? Presidency and vice president. Can you imagine what that would be like? I said it for a long time. The show, been doing the show for years. And I said it for the first time we started talking about Romney. What did I say? I said, Romney was your first pass of progressive Republicans, a nightmare in the making. And now you've got Mitt Romney out there. And I knew people that loved him, that supported him. They're now scratching their head going, what is this guy doing? What is he shooting for? He's actually been asking for Mike Pence presidency. There's words that he's kind of behind the scenes pushing Mike Pence to run, which I don't believe will happen. But I want you really to think about this. Who do you think would be more conservative, Donald Trump or Mike Pence? Really, think about it. A lot of people don't consider Trump a conservative or a godly man or anything along those lines. And you know what they'll come after? They're going to come after Pence with, right? He's a gay hater. He hates gays. He hates lesbians. He hates straight people. Why? Because his religion, his religious beliefs do not support it. Do not endorse that lifestyle. And so they'll come after him on that line, right? On gay marriage. It'll never stop. Look, until you guys figure out that the left is, they simply, people on the far left, just hate conservative Republicans. Just hate them, period. Matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. They even hate conservative Democrats. If you're a black woman or man in the Democrat Party and you have a conservative viewpoint, they will tear you up. Right? We had the young man on from the Black Conservative Federation last night, or association. And it's the same thing there. You know, his people, his words, they don't understand how he can be Republican. And a lot of times he just lays out the facts, because they don't know the facts. They get the mantra from the Dem Party. That's all they get. Romney continues to lash out against President Trump, right, the Utah Republican. He's been outspoken in his response to the president and all his policies. I mean, what has Mitt Romney said? Yeah, that was a good job that he did. Now, what I really love is when Mitt was running for office, who hated him? Who couldn't stand him? Remember? Who made fun of him? The Democrats. And now that he's speaking negatively, all of a sudden he's their hero. That's what I said to you. They don't know what they want. I said that the other day. They have no clue as to what they want. They can't make up their mind one way or the other. What's truth? Right? It's just amazing. GOP voters still side with the president and think that Romney is hurting their party. That's according to a new Rasmussen poll. It found that about two-thirds of the likely Republican voters, 63%, think the GOP should be more like Trump than like Mitt Romney. You know, I don't know what happened to this guy. You know, he came out a little bit against Obama. Remember? He came out just a little bit against Obama. And then he retreated back into his hole when Obama pushed back. He had a couple of perfect moments where he could have gone after Obama big time and nailed Obama on his own policy. But he didn't. Is that really the guy you want fighting for you? Is that really the guy you think is going to fight for Americanism over just the same old way? Found two-thirds of Republican voters, 63%, think the GOP should be more like Trump. 30% said the GOP should be more like Romney. And this has not changed in almost a year. They took the same poll last January, then they did it in June too. So it's pretty consistent. They don't want your style. They don't want old guard style of legislating, of party politics, if you would. All right. We're back on the Congressional Representative Katie Hill. She is in the California 25th District. And again, it's consistent. It's consistent with the way the Dems do business. It's consistent with the way the Dems call this stuff out. So if you recall, when we broke the first story on her, you head over to the website, therealside.com. And the difference was that the road that we went down was the road of her being unethical, breaking the law, being unethical. The sex pictures are the sex pictures, right? You all you got to do is strengthen her case. If you come after her for her sexual orientation, all you got to do is strengthen her case. True. However, if you go after her for what she's doing, how she's breaking the law, it then becomes a whole different animal. And they can't push back on you. I have people pushing back on me right now saying it's fake news, which I love. I think it's hilarious. Because they can't fight it, so the easiest thing to do is to call it fake news, right? That simple. So now Katie's come out. This always gets great. She's had her attorneys send cease and desist letters to the Daily Mail, which I find interesting. So I guess Wednesday or Thursday, she sent a cease and desist letter to the Daily Mail demanding the British tabloid remove from its website nude photos that it claims depict a freshman congresswoman, and that Hill claims were published without her consent, according to a lot of the local reports. Now, lawyers Mark Elias and Rachel Jacobs of the firm Perkins Cole wrote the Daily Mail and threatened swift legal action if the photos, one of which purportedly shows Hill naked with a bong, were not immediately taken down. The problem is, I have that picture. I've seen that picture. You can see the picture because it's still up on the Daily Mail. She's not naked. And when I say she's not naked as the law calls it out as naked. They have her breasts covered up to a large degree. Okay? You don't see any nudity below the belt line. She, matter of fact, you see less skin on her now than if she had a bikini on. You see more on the beach than you see on her. Just because of the way the picture's taken and what have you. But the thing that bothers them is she's got a bong. And if the bong is filled with weed, it's a federal offense. Federal offense. Doesn't matter what state she's in. It's a federal offense. And that could get her in a lot of trouble. Legal trouble. But then there's an iron cross tattooed on her pelvic. Now, what I love is that they say it's supposed to be. No, it's not a supposed to be. Because eventually here, I'm going to put up on my website the picture with the iron cross blown up. So you can see what it looks like. You can see what it actually is. They are not nude photos. Right? It was really that simple. And there are other ones that are close to it, but not quite nude. But see what they're doing is they're spinning this and making this about the nude photos, and it shouldn't be. Not for me, anyhow. If you really want to make this stick, if you really want to show the lack of integrity, right, poor judgment all the way around, then you need to go on the side of the fact that she is partying. According to the text messages, she is pretty much partying every day. Anybody else, if it wasn't Hill, if it was a Republican, if it was a young person, your parents would be looking at this going, she has a drinking problem. She has an issue. She needs some help. First and foremost, as a Christian, I want her to get help. I want her to get better. But I think she was pushed in a position she's not mentally ready for. She doesn't know what to do with it. And we need somebody who cares about us as Americans in these positions. And you need to check out your congresspeople all the way across the country. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because we want you back with us. Check out the website for stations, times, and days of the show. Play.